Thank you so much to Happy Mammoth for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves.
I don't know about you guys, but every time I'm PMSing, I feel beyond off. Like, something is not right when I'm PMSing. And ever since I started Hormone Harmony, I swear it has changed my life.
Like, I'm not even kidding you. Before I experienced Hormone Harmony, I was getting the most insane cravings, bloating, feeling super off randomly, and even sometimes not getting good quality sleep. And y'all know how important sleep is to me. Like, it is my number one thing. So I wanted to take the reins on my health, specifically my hormone health. And that's why I started taking Hormone Harmony.
Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. It has zero sugar and is gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, and third-party tested. And the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their reviews. There are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony.
If you don't know what Hormone Harmony is, let me just tell you. It supports hormonal balance and regulation, supports cortisol, estrogen, improves sleep quality, reduces occasional bloating and gas. It even can relieve mood swings. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalances can take it.
For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MOVES at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code MOVES, M-O-V-E-S, code MOVES for 15% off today.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're kind of essentially in a business with like your sisters. Yeah. Is that weird? Like, do you, I mean, I guess it's good to be with family rather than a friend because it's like, you know, it's going to be blood no matter what, but like, have you ever gotten in any arguments? Are you worried about like the future, or are you just kind of like treating this as a fun thing?
Ooh, it's about to get juicy here.
Hey guys, welcome back to TK's Juicy Pod. I'm here today with the lovely Pittman sisters. Welcome to it, girls.
Hi.
Hello. What's up? Thank you for having us.
Oh my gosh, thank you for coming on. I'm like, I feel like I'm in the presence of like a girl squad right now.
Thank you.
This is great. Are you feeling like the like powerful female energy, Phil?
Yeah, definitely. It's like the TikTok Spice Girls. I feel like I'm
literally.
It's like that bit where you open the phone and it's like us just sitting there. And
yeah.
I love those TikToks. Okay, well, can you ladies introduce yourselves and like tell us your age and where you're from and give us the little like 1 minute spiel for anyone that doesn't know you?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm Hazley. I'm the oldest. I'm 23. I graduated from the University of Florida. I'm now a law student at Pepperdine.
Woo!
I got sent home during quarantine and was sad because I didn't get to graduate at UF, like, across the stage. It was
kind of a bummer, so terrible.
But my mom was like, make some TikToks. Like, y'all have fun. You're stuck in quarantine. And it just kind of, like, went from there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm Hallie. I'm 16. I'm the youngest. I am a competitive dancer, and I go to an art school for dance. So
wow,
my life revolves around dancing, even when it comes to them.
Oh, my gosh, you're so young. I love it.
I'm 18. I'm Hope. I don't know if I said my name. I'm a senior in high school right now. I definitely wasn't a dancer. I played softball my whole life, but I kind of joined, I guess, the whole dancing thing this year.
We have a professional dance teacher, basically.
It's so funny. I feel like through watching you guys, I like figured out who the oldest was. Like, I just was like, okay, I feel like Hallie. I was like, I feel like this little spunky one's the youngest.
Yeah, for sure.
And I felt like Hazley was, I couldn't decide if Hope or Hazley was the oldest, but then after a while, I feel like Hazley's the oldest. So then I was like, all right, I'm going to slide into her DMs because like she feels, I feel like you're like the ringleader. Like, guys, we're going to do
this. She is.
This is like just me like watching your TikToks. Like, this is me getting the vibe. Yeah. So your energy is really well. Like, Okay. I love it.
Pretty dead on.
So like, how did this whole TikTok thing start for you guys?
Just over quarantine, we were like, we need something to do. Our mom was like, come on guys. Like, this is like a big thing right now. Like, just start it. You'll have fun. You used to make dances when you were little all the time. So we set up a ladder and we used a can and we propped up our phone and made our first TikTok. And then from then it's just kind of catapulted.
Wait, is your mom like a stage mom? Is she like a Kris Jenner in Florida? What's going on?
Yeah. I mean, in her mind, 100%. And like, honestly, more power to her because she really does like support us, think we're the best thing in the world. Like, she really is the best.
Yeah.
But she's, it's like, so my kids are gonna be famous.
Not even just like that. It's just like more like she like thinks so highly of us and just like,
no, it's very much like positive.
As she should.
Yeah, it's a very supportive like relationship. It's really sweet. Yeah.
So how many TikToks did it take to like kind of blow up, or was there one specific one that made you go viral and you were like, holy crap, we can do this for real?
Yeah, it was funny. You can tell the funny story.
Yeah, okay, yeah, we have a story.
So we posted this TikTok and me and Hazley went from one of our quarantine walks. We were in that time.
Oh, I love the quarantine.
We get a lot of hassle a little bit.
The walk was like literally like going to the club. Like it was like so cool.
Yeah.
Like
fresh air. Wow. Like, hey. You
know. So when we got back from our little power walk, we were like, oh, let's check the TikTok, you know, like let's look how it's doing. And I mean, it probably had what, like 30,000 views.
Yeah. Like,
and in our mind, we made it.
I was like, I am literally famous. Like, I was
like, I'm no longer going to law school. I am a dancer. It was just like really funny. Cause we also like, our mom was like, oh my gosh, like you guys would like be so great at doing this. But we also at the same time, like, never thought or intended really anything would come from it.
We were
like,
hesitant, I think.
Yeah.
Really hesitant about it.
Also, just because, like, when you are, like, putting yourself out there like that and you never have before, it is kind of, like, scary sometimes.
Totally.
What your friends or whoever was, just the whole thing.
Yeah.
So when it did, like, slowly start to take off like that, I mean, very minimally, it was just, like,
you know, we have to wear this certain outfit, but not look too cute or
dance too hard.
Don't try too hard.
Yeah.
So who's like the director of like the TikTok? Yeah, like who's in
the
charge?
Director?
Who runs it?
I mean, Hazley definitely is like keeps us in check. But like when it comes to, like dancing and like actually doing the moves, like I would say I kind of like keep charge of that because I like kind of like know what I'm doing sometimes. So I'm like, let's make sure we do the right thing and don't look stupid here.
Yeah, Hallie definitely like leads us through our dance moves.
Yeah.
I would say I'm more of the like, okay, we're filming at this time.
Yeah.
We've got other things to do, or like this is what we're wearing, these colors, or like. And then Hope's the...
I'm the vibe check.
Yeah.
The good energy.
Peacekeeper. Big peacekeeper. Maintains the crowd.
Yeah, which, like, if you guys were Kardashians, like, which one would you be? Do you know what I mean?
Ooh. Oh, I would definitely be Kylie. Like, I definitely Kylie.
I think Hope's definitely, like, they're definitely, like, Kendall Kylie vibes. Like, even I was watching a video the other day where, like, Kendall and Kylie got in, like, the massive fight where they're, like, yeah. in the car, yeah. like, going at it. And I was like, this is literally, literally them. Us. I feel like you're, like a
Courtney. You're a Courtney.
Yeah. I don't know. She's, like, literally Kendall. I love them all. So, like. I
love Courtney. So. Oh, great.
She's a yeah. Nice.
I'm all for that. So
I feel like I get, yeah, you give me Hope, you give me like Kendall, like chill vibes. So I get that. So after you blew up, kind of, was it overnight? It felt like it.
Yeah, it was like after that one with the walk, we posted a few more and yeah. then we got a light ring. And that was when our mom,
Melanie,
shout out, was like, okay, like we're over the ladder. You've got a
yeah,
few.
We gotta get a light and a tripod. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. So we're gonna get a light ring. And the light ring, I really think, is what
you think?
Yeah, because then we did like the volume in this bus, like splash. Like yeah. all of, and those were the ones that
started. Is that the and then
yes, yes. Sorry, I'm speaking in like TikTok terms. Yeah, that was kind of then we had like two or three mm-hmm. that like
a million in like
a few hours. That was like, whoa, what is kind of happening?
Yeah.
I remember seeing the splash one from you guys and it was so in sync. Like that's like what that's what I feel like did it for me. Cause I was like, whoa, they're so in sync. Oh. And like it like you guys looked like a trio, like truly. Yeah. Yeah. And so then I was like, oh, I gotta follow.
How many attempts does it take you guys?
Yeah, does it take you like a million? Is Hazley like yelling at you guys?
Yeah,
I can imagine. What's the tea?
Hope, you have to do this right now.
Well, no, and like, Holly's like, that's not the move.
Yeah. So like, change outfits.
And it's like 9 a.m. Hazley texts in the group chat. She's like, y'all up and getting ready? And we're like,
it happened today.
It literally happened today.
In all fairness here. When this first started, I was not like that. But now, like, I'm in law school. Like, I have a lot of things going on.
Yeah. I want meet at the dock at 9 p.m. or 9 a.m.
Oh, it is. Like, meet in the dock. This is what we're wearing. No, this literally. Is the dance. Hallie's going to teach it to us in the living room, and then we're going. Like, and it'll literally
yeah.
this morning. Like, it was, like, 10 o'clock. And, like, with the time change, like, I, like, went to bed late. So I was, like, passed out. And Hope comes to my room. She's like, wake up. Hazel's going to get back. Hazel's going to get I have a paper due this week, a final paper that's worth 90% of my grade. And yeah. if we want to film, like, we got to get it done.
I mean,
like,
yeah. I mean, it makes sense.
It yeah. is, like, in all fairness to me, but yeah.
That is
are you guys
hilarious.
In person high school right now? Is it in person?
Yeah, I go every single day. So
I'm in person.
Have your friends treated you different ever since the whole fame?
I would say my close friends know, like, yeah. nothing changed with
right.
them. But it's like the people that, like, I'm friends with but not very close to, where it's yeah. like, this is a really good conversation starter, like, let me talk to her about this for like an hour, and it's just right. like, okay, like, I've yeah. talked about TikTok now for like
yeah.
10 times this night, like, yeah. let me get out of here.
No, I think it's either they were either like, let me be your best friend, or like, I hate you. There was really no in between. So right. it's like my really close friends were like, oh, like, nothing changed. But like my mutual friends were either like, oh my God, I love you so much, or like, despise me. And I was like, okay, I'm like, whatever. But like, it's just kind of weird, honestly.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm pretty remote. So I haven't really had any like weird instances other yeah. than just like random people replying to my stories or like trying to text me that I'm like, yeah. you didn't care like yeah. 3 years ago.
Yeah. Yes.
Why are you here now? Like,
mm-hmm. have you gotten any of the, like, I feel like I get this all the time when like I wasn't really friends with someone, or maybe they were kind of mean, or like, I don't yeah. know what the deal was, but they'll hit me up now and they'll be like, hey girl, so yes. I came out with this new small business. I was wondering if like you could promote it. Yeah. And like, have you gotten any of those?
Yeah.
I feel like you probably.
Yeah. It's for me. It's more just like, oh, like, I have a friend that's releasing a song, like, can you do it? And like, a lot of times, like, I do, like, we'll give them our email and we'll forward it to our agents and stuff, just because like, you never yeah. know like how it's gonna be. But it is just funny how like they just reach yeah. out, and it's yeah. not like an expectation, because I don't want to say it's like that, but it's mm-hmm. like they think that like
yeah.
maybe they have
yeah
I don't know how to word it,
but like an advantage because they like knew us yeah. before, maybe.
Yeah, it's just, it's not anything bad, like I respect yeah. people when they do reach out. It's just yeah. weird when you're on this side of yeah. it, because you're like yeah. uh-huh. oh, that's so funny, like you were a little bit mean to me in the past. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, this is so hilarious. It's kind of more of that. But it always starts with, hey, girl.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, right. Girly. Hey, girl, heart emoji. You're kind of essentially in a business with, like, your sisters. Yeah. Is that weird? Like, do you, I mean, I guess it's good to be with family rather than a friend, because it's like, you know, you're, it's going to be blood no matter what. But, like, have you ever gotten in any arguments? Are you worried about, like, the future? Or are you just kind of, like, treating this as a fun thing?
I think when, like, we were full quarantine, like, together, like, 24/7, like, this is, like, our total, like, job, like, nothing else to do except for this. Like, it got, like, a little probably worse than now. Like, it would be, like, oh, like, a few days of just, like, fun. It would be, like, this one filming day and this one dance. It was a little bit harder. It would just, like, big blowout, you know, like, but I feel like now it not really is. And, like, if it does get to that point, like, we just, like, stop, you know?
Yeah. I mean, we're just, like, sisters regardless. So, like, we're going to fight. There's someone's going to be having a bad day or be busy or, like, not want to cooperate or do whatever they want. So, like, I think that's, like, natural and normal anyway. So then just, like, sometimes adding the pressure of, like, oh, we need to get this done. Or, like, we have this campaign to film and Hallie's traveling for dance and Hazley has a test and, like, trying to fit all that now that we're not in quarantine has, like, added a little bit more tension. But I think, like, overall, like, in terms of, like, us just, like, working together, like, I think we all want it and, like, enjoy it and love it and have, like, grown throughout it. And we all, like it for different reasons too. Like, we all have different end goals. And we're just kind of, like, working to that together.
Okay, so we're gonna pause the episode really quickly so I can talk about literally one of my favorite things on the planet, Anchor. So if you haven't heard about Anchor before, it's basically the easiest way to make a podcast, period. Let me just explain to you what they have. First of all, it's free, which, like, nothing's free anymore. So I feel like that's already your number one winner. Second of all, there's, like, all these different creation tools on the platform where you can make your own podcast and, like, you can record and edit it right from your phone or your computer, which is, like, crazy because you don't need all this fancy equipment. And like I said, it's free. So you're saving money that way too. And then my personal favorite thing about Anchor and, like, the main reason why I use it is because Anchor will literally distribute your podcast for you. So it can be heard on all different platforms that, like, basically any podcast can be distributed. So it can be heard through Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and many, many more. So all you do is submit your podcast link and they literally distribute it everywhere for you, which is incredible. And overall, it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. So it's super easy. I can't recommend it enough. I personally use this every week and I just love it so much. I recommend it to every one of my friends that wants to start a podcast. Even my brother uses it. So it's very user-friendly and I definitely recommend. So be sure to download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. So don't miss your opportunity to make an awesome podcast and download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Thank you so much to Apartments.com for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves. Apartments.com believes a dishwasher does more than just clean plates. It turns your whole place into a time machine by turning the time you would have spent washing dishes into extra time for you. That could mean more time to read, more time to knit, or more time to contemplate the vastness of time itself. With Apartments.com, finding somewhere to live with an elusive dishwashing / time expanding device is easy. Apartments.com hosts the most rental listings with over 1 million available units. And with comprehensive search tools and instant alerts, you never have to worry about missing out on the perfect place. To find whatever you're searching for and more, visit apartments.com, the place to find a place. The one thing that has kept me sane throughout the 75 Hard Challenge, and more importantly, has kept me hydrated the most, is Liquid IV. Y'all, when I tell you, I literally crave Liquid IV. Like, the lemon lime flavor lives rent-free in my head. First of all, it just always quenches my thirst, but it is perfectly sour and has that tangy taste to it, and it's just so good. Like, a nice, cold, crisp glass of Liquid IV. Oh my gosh, mwah! Sounds so good. Whether you hydrate to live or live to hydrate, Liquid IV quenches your thirst faster than water alone. With 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients for everyday wellness, all in a single sugar-free stick.
So I actually just taste tested all of the flavors for you guys, the pear, the white peach, the green grape, and the lemon lime. And I have to tell you, I still think lemon lime is my favorite. But my second favorite is green grape. And then my third favorite, believe it or not, is pear. I'm actually shocked by how much I like pear. And then in fourth place for me was the white peach. My favorite thing about Liquid IV is how convenient it is, especially because I am always on the go. I am booked and busy, and I'm sure you guys are too. So being able to pack it so easily in a purse or a carry-on or whatever the case is, like my work bag, I always have a Liquid IV in there because throughout my day, I get so thirsty and nothing truly satisfies my thirst craving other than a Liquid IV. Like, it is so good. I literally want to make one right now. And listen, drinking water is great. Like, I've been drinking so much water while doing the 75 hard challenge, but one stick of Liquid IV in 16 ounces of water hydrates you way better than water alone. And I love it because I feel like it actually revives me. And the best part about it is that there's no artificial sweeteners and zero sugar. However you hydrate, grab your Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier, sugar-free in bulk nationwide at Costco, or get 20% off your first order when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TK at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop better hydration today using promo code TK at liquidiv.com.
Now let's get back into the episode. Hope you're enjoying it so far. Mwah!
What would you say your end goals kind of are?
I like growing up dancing and stuff, I've always wanted to be in like the entertainment industry. So this is like a really good way to like start.
Great segue. Yeah.
Literally like a perfect segue. And we've already like kind of had kind of an opportunity for me. Like we started like working with Break the Floor, which is like this big dance thing. And like, it's just kind of like good for me for like my life after like high school. To like start like getting like networking there.
But yeah, that's awesome. Good for you.
Thank you. For me, I have like a few different like ideas. Like one side of me like wants to do like the Southern SEC University and just be like, oh, goodbye social media.
You want to be a SRAT girl.
Oh yeah.
And, like, I love it.
Like wants to move out to California for college and like kind of go into like maybe more modeling and like photography and
do it. I know. We can hang out.
Don't tell me.
Our Kendall Jenner here.
Yeah, come on, Kendall.
Come to Indiana University.
I don't know if I'll be going there, but
come on, you're missing out.
I probably missed the application deadline. But,
Yeah.
I was like news broadcasting undergrad, like wanted to do like news and entertainment and then go to law school for entertainment and circle back into news. So like having like this platform and then now like being, cause I was like completely set on going to Miami Law School, like had a lease, like was moving there. Like
no full way.
Yeah. Like it was a crazy, like applied to Pepperdine within 2 days of the application closing, decided to switch like a week before school started. It was like, after just going out there several times over the summer with them, I was just like, I really love it out here. And like the opportunities I can get now, like with this platform and the connections in this world, this is what I want. Like, why would I not switch?
And you can always move. You can always move home. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So yeah. But like, next time you're in LA, you have to hang out with me.
Yeah.
You guys have to come over. We'll make TikToks.
Yeah. Hallie can teach us all.
Yeah, you can teach me how to throw it back.
Okay.
What are your guys' favorite TikToks?
Oh, that like we've done or just like in general?
In general.
Well, my favorite TikToks are obviously the one we've done.
Yeah, all right. Are the ones you've done then? Like, what dance is the most fun to do?
Oh my gosh. I feel like I have like a special place in my heart for Splash. Not gonna lie. I feel like
I love that one.
I haven't talked about Splash in a long time, but now I feel like a big topic. But there was this one, like this like to Poker Face by Lady Gaga. Will forever have a place in my heart, honestly.
Yeah, that was like our first like big crazy viral video.
Like that one. We had like posted it and then like checked it or whatever. Yeah. It would have been like an hour and like Noah Schnapp had commented on it.
Oh, I cried. Oh, wow.
I cried. Yeah, it was like, and we had reached, like now it's at like 18 million, which for us at the time, like when we, this was like when we still,
this was probably 100K followers.
Yeah. Like it, we were real.
That's a lot. Yeah.
So like
we were freaking out when we posted after like that one was posted. Yeah. So I think that one was definitely like just like a fun little moment for us, like to have. It was
like a validation.
It was like, wow, this is
working.
Yeah, it's worth it. This is fun.
Do you guys have any TikTok crushes?
I don't really have one. No, I have a boyfriend, so
okay.
Most of them are a lot younger than me.
I feel like I don't have like crushes on like the guys, but I'll have like girls where I'm like, oh my gosh, like you are so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who do you love? Who are those girls?
Sienna is a queen. I love Sienna.
Sienna.
Oh yeah. She's so cool.
She's just girl boss.
Well, you guys, when you came here and visited this summer, I saw you met with like Addison.
Oh, yeah. Addison. I love
I love Addison.
Like you met with a bunch of TikTokers. One, what was that like? And like, how did you coordinate? Was everyone like super cool and willing to meet you guys? Or like, was that so exciting for you?
Yeah, no, for sure. Yeah. I think the Addison thing was really cool for us because she had like followed us when we had like 300,000 followers. Mm-hmm. And we were like, no way.
Oh, like, it was like, also cried after that happened.
It was just like cool because it was like, why did this girl like who has so many followers is like doing really well, like why would she care about us, like we're just three little girls in Jacksonville, Florida, like we really didn't think we meant anything at the time, like in that world. So like that was really cool. And then she just like invited us over one day when we told her we were going to be in LA, and like we just like went over to her home, and like literally she was the sweetest thing, just like opened up the door fresh out of the shower, like no makeup on. She was like, come on inside, like let me show you.
Like, okay.
It was just like super chill and just like a lot of fun. And then was like, oh, let's go shopping. And like we just like kept hanging out with her. Like she was just
she's great.
Yeah. Just a great person to have.
She's definitely one of my girl crushes.
Yeah. For sure. Yeah. And then I'm trying to think who else, like
Jack and James.
Jack and James are fun. They were kind of like the first person we ever collabed with out there.
Yeah.
We like met them on like Rodeo Drive, which
No way.
Yeah. It was really funny because that was like our first time like filming in public.
How did that happen?
We had like,
I don't even know. Like we have like the same at the time, like we had the same agents as them.
Yeah. Oh yeah. They were both with them, our agents as well. So they're like, oh, like you guys, when you're here, like you guys should like link up or whatever. And like, we were all following each other. So you're like, oh, hey, we're going to be here. And they're like, yeah, like we'd love to meet. And this was like kind of during like quarantine. So they really weren't having people at the house currently. So they were like, oh, like let's meet like on Rodeo or something just to be safe. Yeah. And that was like weirdest I think moment for us because like people like stopped and like wanted pictures, and like that was like the first time we had ever experienced that, and we were like, whoa,
like
why? So that was fun.
What is that like when like how often do you people stop and ask to get a photo?
It kind of just depends.
Yeah, it depends on...
it can be like the most random times and you like completely forget you even like post on TikTok sometimes, and you're like, oh my gosh, I'm in public right now, like you might know who I am. Like I haven't showered in 2 days, so like I'd love to take a picture.
Hope just confirmed everything we said about her on our TikToks, everyone, by the way.
I shower every day.
We did like the phone thing, and we were like, Hope doesn't shower, basically.
She doesn't shower. My hair's really wet right now.
It's funny because it's almost always when we're together. Like if I'm by myself, it's pretty rare.
I feel like when I'm with my friends, I'm like way more recognizable because they're like, oh wait, you're you, and like you're so-and-so, and this like confirms that it's you because like you're with the friend group versus like just you by yourself. They're kind of like, is that them? Especially if you have a mask on.
Oh, yeah, for sure. So when there's like three of us together, like it's pretty common. And it's like just weird too, like because we're so used to like Jacksonville's a really big city, but at the same time it has like that small town feel.
Everyone knows everyone,
like
same from my hometown here,
high school, like went to high school, the same high school I went to, like it's all interconnected. So like we're used to like people being like, oh, like I know your dad or whatever it may be. So but still sometimes there will be the randoms that are like, oh my gosh, like you're the Pittman sisters, and we're like,
I'm like, oh wait, yeah, I am.
I forget that like that's a thing too here. We're just used to it being Jacksonville.
If you guys could collab with anybody in the world, who would you choose to be in your TikTok?
Anyone in the world?
Anyone?
Anyone.
The guy.
Oh my gosh, that is such a rant.
We literally thought of it at the exact same time.
Yeah. I'm over here like Justin Bieber, Haley.
What's his name?
I would have to look him up.
We are like obsessed with this guy. He's like, he like lived in the, let's see.
RG Rogan.
They would definitely know like the video.
Yeah,
like,
if I showed you like this, you would probably
show me.
He like recently blew up.
Like literally got like 5 million followers just, out like, of like nowhere.
The best vibes, like the best, like just like living it up in like his part of the world and like being himself.
He's adorable.
And like really getting into the dances. It's just like really,
like he's
really
great. Cute.
Yeah.
What about like A-list celebrity like that, like more traditional instead of a TikToker? Like, is there anyone that you would love to meet or like collab with on TikTok?
David, I guess.
David.
Emma Chamberlain. Oh, Emma. I vote Emma.
We're Emma.
That's where Emma stands.
Emma stands. Do you guys watch a lot of YouTube ever?
I used to big time.
Yeah. I kind of get into it.
Who do you watch on YouTube?
Emma Chamberlain. Yeah. Hannah Meloche. I love her.
I love Hannah too. Mm-hmm.
Who else?
And Emma.
The McDonald's, which was funny because I saw that you had done spoke with Maggie, which was cute.
James. Yeah, we like randomly will FaceTime all the time. I'll be like, "What's up, guys?" And they'll just talk to me for like a couple hours. They're really cool.
To tell her I love her.
Yeah, I will.
Are you guys on YouTube too? Due to YouTube?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're like pretty. Hope side eyes Hallie because she's supposed to be at record or editing a video right
edited
now.
Before I got ready for this.
We're supposed to be done a week ago, but it's fine.
Is she the editor?
We take turns.
I taught them how to edit videos though.
No, you did not for me.
It's iMovie. I got it after like
five. We get it. Pretty simple.
You guys should just hire an editor if you're having trouble uploading.
Yeah.
Well, we're not having trouble, TK. We're
she's just not getting it done.
Hallie was on spring break. She was not busy. Hey.
Priorities.
We just also like it's been kind of a slow crawl for us there because like we've never really vlogged before, or, like kind of done anything like that. Mm-hmm. So we've just been like
it's also hard with three people. Like how much can you really do?
So I feel like you should do like I would love to watch you guys separately, like separate channels, but just include each other in different videos. Like treat each other like other YouTubers that you're collabing with instead of having one channel for you guys. Do you know what I mean? Because I feel like at the end of the day, it'd be easier because you have such crazy schedules. Like that way, like if Hazley's really into, like Hazley, it would be so cool if you were like the Elle Woods of YouTube and like, and like you did that. And like Hallie was like, hers was dance focused. And then Hope, you did like Kendall Jenner vibes, like you're like modeling one day, you're like at school like trolling guys the next day, I don't know what your vibe is, and then and then you like have each other in your videos for like you can be like if Hazley's making a video, then you can be like, oh, Hallie and Hope, I need you to be in this mukbang for my video today. Yeah. But that way you don't have to rely on each other. You know what I mean?
I really like that idea.
And then you could do like me being the other sister for the day and you could like imitate each other.
Yeah. Or you could like switch. You could do a video where you like switch rooms or like switch lives.
They would
like
not last for a second.
Not last for a second in my life. Between my turns, I would do just fine.
Or you could like style each, like style swaps for a week or like things like that. Yeah, but I feel like people would be really interested in you.
No, I'm like really interested.
Well, my full-time job is being a producer for a big YouTuber. So this is, I'm constantly coming up with ideas.
That's so cute. That's so fun.
Yeah. Who do you guys think has the best style in the group?
Ooh, good question.
Talking about styling each other.
I would say Hazley. And I'm going to say Hazley because of a few things. I think Hazley has the most resources to help her style and like the most time to like commit to it. I don't have time.
I don't know.
She's the lost.
How much can I really like experiment? You know what I mean?
True.
Hallie, you wear sweatpants every day.
Yeah, not gonna lie, I do wear sweatpants and a sweatshirt every single day to school. But like,
when you pop off, you pop off.
Like, I definitely have a different style than them.
I think that's the thing. I think like, I wouldn't say one of us really does have one better, like better style than the other. I think we all just like have very
unique.
Like,
like we each have our own thing, and like I think we each do it well when you choose to get dressed or shower.
It also might not be showed off. Showed off as well in the TikToks, because we kind of try and like look like the same guy. But we do very much branch off into like different.
Yeah. How do you coordinate the outfits? Are you like, all right, everyone's wearing like black top, black leggings, or like how does that happen? And like, do you ever buy stuff to match like just for the videos?
When we do our hauls, you know, we all have to haul together and it's like, okay, we have to need one light blue shirt, you know, one white shirt. Maybe one, like one person wants a pink. So like, then we have to find a pattern. Find a pink one. We're like, we're not too matchy, you know, but we're coordinating, you know?
It's really nice when like a company wants to like gift us something and then they're like the same three things, but in three different colors. I'm like, yes,
it's great.
That's perfect. Less stress for us trying to like pick something. And I feel like now we just kind of like compile those items and then like just wear those, or just like whenever we get new stuff.
And every once in a while, I'll like send a text in the group chat. I'm like, I want to wear this shirt. Like, y'all better be wearing
tomorrow. Y'all better buy this on Princess Polly
right now.
I saw you did a deal with Skims.
Did I?
Oh, are you wearing Skims right now?
Oh my God,
I love it. So one was, how was that so exciting? Because like such cool company.
No, it was like probably the coolest like moment for me, just because like that's, I mean, we've done so many like cool ones, like American Eagle, things like that too, but like Skims for me, like I've just always loved Kim, the Kardashians and anything like that. So like having them want to work with me and like us was like such like a compliment, to be honest. I think like
And like so many, like they had done like a, what would you call it? Like, I guess like a promotion shoot around the same time, like we had our like TikTok ad. So like we were able to kind of like go off of those vibes and like feel like we were basically in LA in that shoot, but like at home in our bathroom.
We were like in our parents' bathroom. They're like, we want it to look like this. And we're like trying to copy like, Olivia and like the other girls that were part of the campaign there physically. So we were like in my mom's bathroom, like
you're like, mom, hold it this way.
That way, literally.
Are you like low-key still blown away by like the amount of money you'll get paid for like a TikTok dance? Like, is that crazy to you, or are you just, are you kind of getting used to it?
Oh, I don't think I'll ever get used to it.
Honestly. I just think like, I don't know. I think what blows our mind is like, I'm so used to just putting on an outfit and like doing this, but like with them, that like seeing someone actually be like, I like what she's wearing, I'm gonna immediately comment, I just bought like what you're wearing, is like crazy to me. Like, it's like hard for me to like fathom that concept, or like, oh my gosh, like I heard them listening that, doing that dance, like I'm gonna go listen to that song now. Like, that just never gets old to me. I don't know why. Like, it's just like,
it's like we have that much influence.
I don't think of myself as an influencer, I guess. And like having that influence, like, and seeing it is just like a weird.
I've never thought of it that way. That's kind of weird.
Do you, like, in regards to money, do you guys have like a joint bank account that like everything goes to and we split it, or everything's like split separately?
Everything's split separately. Like, obviously we have like our agents and like it goes through them, and then like after that it's split
three ways.
This is just like a TikTok question in general. Do musicians ever like hit up you guys to like try to promote their song? So that happen a lot.
Actually it does happen a lot, and like a lot of the time it's someone a little bit smaller just trying to get their song or like name out there, and like we'll forward it to our agents, and if something comes of it, great, and like we like vibe with the song. But one time we were like maybe 10,000 followers, like
not even,
like we were so extremely small, and someone had messaged us being like, hey, will you use this song? And it was someone we had heard listened to their songs before, but it wasn't him messaging us directly, it was like his manager, music
PR,
something along those lines. And I was like, oh my gosh, like
this is so crazy.
Want us to do a dance to your song? And we just it was like, we had to make the dance for it.
They're like, you make a dance, use the song. We would love that.
And, you know, no money was involved, but we were still like, oh my gosh.
We didn't even expect money, think of money. They were like, oh, he'll share it on his story.
Oh God, it's his story.
So we were like, okay, great. Yeah. Of course we'll do it for free, and because this is so cool. And so we make this little dance and we're like doing it. And like, I don't know. It just,
it never got
never got shared. the person shared like three other ones of other girls and like not us. And I was like, okay, well, we tried and we thought we were making it. But
now do you like look back at that and you're like, oh, I was like so innocent. I didn't know. Yeah. I was like, we were really helping this artist.
Yeah.
Literally. You know, kind of thing. Thought
they were in like our minds, like that was like them helping us almost.
Yeah.
Like, you want to use us? Like, that's so great. In reality, like that just wasn't the case. And we just had no idea. Like, we were just so naive. And I think that's like how a lot of things have gone for us. Like, being from here and not really ever having that like LA understanding of like how small it is and like how the industry works, like we are just like we're so naive to a lot of things, and like it's just been very eye-opening.
And we were kind of lucky, I think, to get agents kind of early on, where I'm sure like a lot of smaller creators like don't get like that advantage, where like they probably do get taken like advantage of,
you know, literally, I mean? Or like trying to get one.
How did you get your agent? Like, were you guys reaching out, or did they kind of find you?
You can tell it's funny. Sorry. We were laying on our dock.
All these funny stories.
I know. We have so many funny quarantines. Literally like laying out on our dock, and we got an email that I think Hallie got it because she was the only one who had an email like connected to her account at the time.
Yeah, I don't even know how.
And it was like, hey, like we're WME. Like we like love your videos. Like we'd love to talk. And this shows how much we knew of the industry. We had to Google WME and was like, what is this? Like, who are they? And then we thought it was fake. We're like, there's no way. Cause like when you search the company and like click, it shows like their talent. And like the first person was like Alicia Keys.
And I was like,
there's absolutely no way that these people are emailing us right now. Yeah. Like this was also, we had about 100,000 followers at this.
When was this? Like what month?
Probably like early May.
May.
Oh wow, so pretty early into quarantine.
No, it was super quick. That's why we were also like, nah, because we had gotten some emails that were like kind of fake or like didn't seem real, so we're like, there's just no way. And we got on a call with our agents and now agents, and they were just like,
we like you
the best thing ever.
I have a good feeling.
I love them.
They really are the best. So and then it just went from there, and then now we've just been so lucky having them because we did get them so early on, like out of nowhere, and had no idea what that meant at the time. But now like when we're out there and like talking to other people, like we realize like how lucky we really are.
For someone that doesn't really know what the heck like an agent is, or like especially like a TikTok agent, I feel like that's very new. Can you kind of explain like what your relationship's like why you need them, why they kind of need you, and like what it looks like?
So they both look to me. It's like, for me, it's super nice because I like basically run our email essentially, and like I'll get an email from or a DM, and then I'll kind of forward them to the email, and then they will get an email, and then I will forward that to them, and then they deal like with it like the contract and like money negotiations or anything along those lines, like branding, exclusivity, whatever it may be, and then come back to us with an offer or a deal or whatever it may be, and then we go from there. So they're like protecting us on that front and like helping us, but then also like
they help us with the app.
If we have like a problem, like it's not, we're not being able to post, or like TikTok keeps taking this down, like they've been able to connect us. Like we have a girl we work with through TikTok that like helps us. Or like they just reach out and have been able to provide us with resources that they have because they are such a vast agency and have like all these other clients like Alicia Keys or whoever it may be that like maybe is trying to get their product or song out there. So then it becomes like a collab thing, or like, and it's just like
a good network.
Crazy like thing. And they've just been like super helpful. And they also have, our agents are also like the same as like, well, used to be Jack and James, but like Addison, like Chase, a little Huddy. So like having like that just network and connection is great.
Yeah,
I love that. That's so funny because Phil actually is trying to, he just had an interview. He wants to be a sports agent. So he just had an interview with CAA and UTA, but not WME. But how funny would that be if he was like going to intern there?
Wait, that's awesome. That's really good. That's cool.
Yeah. So if you guys, I think he'll be out here this summer. So if you guys come out in the summer, we'll have to get together.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
That'd be fun.
Do you have like a dream brand? I mean, other than Skims, that's pretty epic, and American Eagle. Do you have any other dream brands you would love to work with?
I think the collabs would be cool. Like some, like the big celebrities will get like the collabs with like Fabletics or something like that.
Oh,
like
I think
I think doing something like with us three with like a brand would be so cool to like have all three like different products,
like the Pitman collection or something.
And like all of us design something. Like I think that'd be so cool.
Or like makeup. Like, yeah, I feel like that would be cool, or like something would be something like that, because like I like love makeup, so that'd be like a big deal.
I'm trying to think. I think just like, I don't know, I've just like blown away anytime that any company wants to like message like, me and send us something. So like I just like think it's all so cool, but I definitely do think like if we were able to do something along the lines of like we each had our own thing in like a collab, like I really, that would be cool, because we are also different, like expressing ourselves and like people like us for different reasons. So like I think that would be cool.
Like if you were with Nike, if you were with Nike, you could like have like the Pitman shoes and you could all create your own design. That would be sick.
That would be sick.
I feel like you definitely should do, I could totally see the Fabletics thing happening, like a legging, like a legging and sports bra type thing, because you guys wear stuff like that a lot.
Always big fan of athleisure wear.
Cute and casual, you know.
Cute and comfy, I feel that. Haisley, so what's your, when you graduate from law school, like what is your game plan? Like, do you even want to use your degree and like actually like become a lawyer? Are you like gonna do the talent side of things?
I don't really know. I mean, like in a dream world, I would just like love to be either like Ellen hosting my own show, or like a legal correspondent on like a national news network. Like, I don't think I necessarily see myself like practicing in a courtroom, but I still think like having that law degree is like a credibility thing, and working towards like more news based stuff or entertainment, like whatever it may be. I don't know. I just think like whatever opportunity is presented, like I would love to run with. And I'm just like, I recently started like doing my own little like mini very small show called like Days with Haze, just like start getting my feet wet on like my own. So I think like having that like while still working with them, while still getting my degree, and like hopefully just kind of meshing it all, we'll see how it goes.
What's so cool too about having a law degree is like in this industry, you actually use like, you, contracts are like the root of this industry. So like being able to like kind of have more like, because when I look over a contract, like it's like literally goes over my head. I'm like, and I'm like, I need to hire a lawyer. It's nice that like you would at least kind of know the verbiage, or like you can speak the language more than like the average Joe. That's why I think you should do like YouTube to like really talk about, like it'd be so cool to like see like the Elwoods of YouTube.
No, it's funny because like even I'm in contracts actually right now, like this semester, and like we've had even a few contracts recently where people have come back and like we've been working with brands, and they've come back and been like, whoa, 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 and I'm like, whoa, 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 I took the contract. I did. My agents were like,
I'm in law school.
That's our law student. Like they were so,
you don't know who I'm messing with.
So I was like, I've got it, I'm good. So yeah, it has been super helpful, and I think it just will continue to be so no matter. And it's just like, for me, like if the entertainment stuff doesn't work out, like I have a law degree and can go use that anywhere else.
So totally. And you could even be an agent too, because a lot of agents have a law degree, which is super helpful. Holly and Hope, where do you think you'll apply to schools? Like, where would be your dream college?
So I got into UF a few weeks
ago. Oh my God, congrats. Go Gators.
Yeah. And then, so like UF is definitely like, one, like I'm really considering it, and then I'm waiting to hear back from USC and UCLA. So
awesome. Wait, what do you want to study?
I want to do biomedical engineering.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
Where did that come from?
When she's a model that can dance and do math.
That's I definitely not anything entertainment wise for like my degree, but I really want to make like fake legs.
That's insane.
I don't know. I did science fair in middle school.
It's honestly a cool story.
Yeah, I'm kind of a nerd, I guess. So I did science fair like for the last like
few years of my life, and I worked with like prosthetic liners in middle school and like bacteria growth on them.
Oh my God. I don't even know what that means, but that's great.
I was like presenting it to like these judges or whatever. And like the director of our science fair, like here in Northeast Florida, like came up to me and was like, you know, like if you love this prosthetics thing, like you really would consider, like you should consider biomedical engineering. And it was like in the back of my head for like this is middle school, like in for a few years. And like, as I kind of got bigger into like the world of STEM, like it was like, wait, like
the world of STEM. Women in STEM.
Yeah, as I became a woman in STEM, I just fell in love with it. You know what I mean?
Please just make a random ass TikTok on the Pittman sisters account about like women in STEM. Everyone will be like, what?
They were talking about woman in STEM.
On April Fool's Day. On April Fool's
Day. I'm sorry, like, you want to make legs? Like, you don't want to like dance or anything? I'm like, no.
We are not dancing anymore. We're only talking about woman.
You're women in STEM.
Of, like, modeling pictures are like her with her prosthetic.
Oh my gosh, that's hilarious. And then Hallie, what about you?
Great question. That's a really good question. I honestly, I've said this since middle school also, that like I want to go to like LA and audition for like tours and stuff, because I really like the West Coast dancing. It's kind of been like a dream of mine to like be able to like choreograph and stuff out there. School-wise,
Hallie's very artistically driven.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Got it.
Yeah. I think you can tell. School-wise, I think we're still working on that idea.
College. She's still working on the YouTube that was due two years ago. So
got it.
Far in advance. College sounds really far, so I'm not worried about it.
Would you want to go on like tour with like a musician and dance? Is that something that would be in your future?
That's like kind of been like a dream of mine, is to like go on tours and stuff, or like do like music videos.
With which musician? Like, who would be your dream person to dance for?
I like always, growing up, I was always like J-Lo. Like J-Lo is so J-Lo. Sick.
I've never heard that.
Well, I mean, I don't tell anyone about it. But like J-Lo.
Ariana Grande would be cool.
Oh yeah, like Ariana Grande would be sick. I don't know. Just very much like unattainable people that I dream about. But yeah.
maybe one day.
I was just in a Clubhouse room. Have you guys heard of Clubhouse? Gosh, it's like, it's this new app. It's very like, I feel like LA, but it's this app where it's essentially like you have a profile and people start rooms, and in the room, so like let's say it's like James Charles starts a room, and he like starts it with like, let's say he started it with me, like that would never happen, but me and Justin Bieber, and then the rest of the people, like you have to be invited to get on the app. But once you're in it, you can like join that room, and like basically you listen to them kind of like a panel, like that would be at like VidCon or Playlist Live, but it's like a live podcast. So like they'll just be talking in real time, and you're like listening to them talk like a podcast live kind of. And it's funny because like you can, like normal people can raise their hand to be lifted up to the stage and ask questions to like these high profile people. Yeah. So I got in a room on stage with my boss, who was also on stage with Kyle Hanagami. Do you know who that is, Hallie? He's like a huge choreographer. Yeah.
Oh yeah. 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 Sorry. That had to register in my mind.
Yeah. Yeah. So he's like obsessed with Clubhouse. So I was in, on like stage with him in a room the other day. And it was so cool hearing like his perspective on the dance world. And like,
yeah,
okay, cause he was a big time dance choreographer, like pre TikTok and like cause I feel like TikTok like changed the game for the dance industry.
Oh,
or like, yeah, like yeah.
You either times. Like they either hate it or love it. Like a lot of choreographers hate TikTok.
So it was so interesting. Like you especially should, I feel like, try and listen to his rooms, because it's so interesting hearing to his perspective. Because he literally choreographs like Bieber stuff and like Blackpink and like all these people. He was so kind, and like we were just like bantering back and forth, like all of us in this room. But it was so cool to hear his perspective, just because the dance community, like, what do you feel like has TikTok has changed about like dance?
I think coming from like a TikToker like myself, I kind of see it in a more positive outlook, where it's like people like me who probably like are overlooked in the dance industry, which is like another dancer is like given the opportunity to be something, but it's also at the same time, it's kind of like pushing back a lot of like technique and like how dancers are like trained. Like I literally work like over like sometimes like 40 hours a week training. So it's like
where I don't.
Yeah. So it's kind of like, so it's like people will be like, oh my God, you're such a good dancer, but it's flash. Like,
yeah, literally,
literally flash. And like in reality, you like aren't as good of a dancer as you may like seem. So it's like, it's just kind of has a lot of pros and cons, but I definitely take it in a more of like a pro and positive way.
Yeah. I think it's like, I mean, for me, who's not like, I used to dance competitively when I was little, but it's been years and years. I would never like identify myself as like a dancer just because like I don't have the technique Hallie has. Like I wouldn't personally feel comfortable honestly doing the dances by myself. Like that's why I think we do so well is because there is three of us. We can mix things up, like make it like more fun. But I do think like it does give some people like Hallie or other dancers like a great opportunity to get their names out there if this is what they want to do. Yeah. So I think there's like are positive things to it for sure.
Yeah. Did you guys watch Dance Moms when you were younger?
Oh yes.
Yeah. I just met because my boss, she has a podcast called Pretty Basic and I produced the podcast. And so Maddie and Mackenzie Ziegler were just on and they were so kind and so awesome.
We haven't met Maddie, but
we met Kenzie and she's so cool.
So cool. Yeah.
So normal and awesome. Yeah.
We literally like when we met her, like it was very brief.
An interesting way to meet someone, honestly. Yeah.
Well, it was just like we were just in LA and she just like was sitting on a kitchen counter and just like saw we walked in to this like house and she just jumped off the counter immediately. Like, I would never talk to her in our entire lives. She's like, oh hey, like what's up? And I'm like,
it was like
me.
I really like stood back.
Yeah, I was like, are you sure? No, she was just so cool. And just like since then has like kind of like we've kind of stayed in contact with her and it's just like she's just a really cool person to have like in our life.
One, it's cool to like talk to anyone that's like doing the TikTok thing because it's so like new and rare. But it's like especially awesome when like they're so down to earth and like willing to help and share their secrets. And like, I don't know, I feel like the Ziegler girls are just like literally like dimes in the rough. Yeah. So they're really awesome. But anyway, it has been like an absolute delight chatting with you girls. Thank you so much for coming on.
Yes, it's been so fun.
Yeah, it's been great.
I have one.
Oh, do you have one more?
Though.
Go fill it.
Who is the favorite child out of the three?
They want to say me.
It should be me.
It's I think it might be Hallie Loki.
No, it's just
Hallie gets away with the most. That's the thing.
The young one. That makes
considering
sense.
All things considered.
I think we all have our favorite days.
She's the favorite.
Yeah.
I think Hope is just like, I do what I'm supposed to. Not always.
They love a woman and stuff. Wait, do you guys have any other siblings?
No, it's just us.
Got it. I love it. It was so good to meet you. Where can everyone follow y'all? Pimp yourself out.
Yeah, it's at the Pittman Sisters on TikTok and Instagram and YouTube.
Yes. Okay, perfect. And then do you have individual accounts too, right? Do you want to plug those?
Yeah, and then it's just at Heasley Pittman for me.
Mine's at Hallie Pittman.
And I'm at Hope_Pittman.
Oh, Hope. We got to get the underscore on.
Yeah, I know. I was too late.
You need to talk to WME about that.
Yeah, I do. Thank you so much.
Yes,
we loved being on this. It was so fun.
All right. Well, be sure to follow me at TK's Juicy Pulls on Instagram. If you haven't already, leave this podcast a 5-star review and a rating. Phil, where can they follow you?
Philip King 10 on Instagram.
Okay, perfect. We'll talk to you soon. Be sure to make someone today this week. Peace.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.